Pause recording. 59 minutes. Time remaining. Speech off.
Hello, Audio Boo and Audio Boomerangs. Today is the 9th of February, 2015. Thus, it is the 9th day of the February challenge. And today's question, topic, brainstorm, origin is: discuss where you have been misjudged, where you've trusted, where you shouldn't have been, and all this. I'm actually glad today's topic seems to have come a bit earlier in the day than normal. And I'm actually glad of this because I have been thinking about it, because unfortunately I had to ask myself, which instance should I talk about? I just heard Bernie Top Gold, and I really can relate to what he was saying. Even though my story, is a bit different, I decided to go for a story that relates to the online community, and possibly the VI community, where my actions were meant only to help, and some people understood that, but people can be quite, I don't know if judgmental or vindictive or vicious. This incident happened, I think it was either 5 or 6 years ago now, so this is not anything that's happening right now, but it still hurts very much because of how invested I was, and how I've, you know, sometimes people think that they have the license to say things or to do things online because maybe they won't ever meet or be in the same room as the people they're talking about. But I have to say that, first of all, I am happy to have met quite a few of the Audio Boomerangs, such as McColgan, Claire and Paul, Mel, that's Melaniak Potu, Claire Bland, Dreamy Lyrics, Kaz, Darren and Sultan, and Janet, and a lot of you that I consider very close friends of mine now, because we've met, some of you more than once, and got onto really good rapport, and I can consider people very good friends, and you know, in some ways more than people who are local to me, because we have so much more in common, because we kind of, things bring us to this place that otherwise maybe we wouldn't have found. And so I feel you can be invested in an online friendship just as much as an offline friendship. So let me tell you a story. And I'm not going to mention names or specifics because, A, I respect, even though I'm still hurt by this whole incident, I respect the people involved. I don't want to out them or whatever. And B, it's a lot of water has gone under the bridge, and that's why I think it's safe to talk about it. And if I get, you know, if I get something nasty by talking about it from someone, then, you know, that just proves my point. where I have done so much to help people and got a slap in the face and more for it. I was involved in a project, in an internet project with some other blind people. And I have formed some friendships with some of the people. particularly a certain gentleman who shall remain nameless. But I will say that it was just a friendship. There was nothing inappropriate about it. I mean, I was happily married, and he was happily married. There was nothing untoward, nothing wrong with it. We were just really good friends. I respected him. He was quite a few years older than me, and I felt that I could learn from him. And that's all it was, and always has been. And, well, we haven't spoken in years, but anyway. And this gentleman owned a certain mailing list. And this mailing list was designed to help people especially visually impaired people with technical problems, anything to do with tech stuff. All right, that's all I'm going to say that identifies it. He ran that list after that list was run by a few people before him and it got handed over. And he asked me to be one of the moderators on the list because I was quite active on the list. He and I had a very good rapport, and I said, yeah, sure, all right, I'll help out. I didn't have a lot going on at the time. I did do some work in translations, but I was at my computer most of the time. So I was quite happy to help out because it was a very high traffic list. I mean, I'm talking about a list with over 800 members, and I'm not kidding. So this was a very serious list, quite famous at that time. So everything was going along well. I wasn't the only moderator by any means, thank goodness, because it was a lot of work. And it was a good list. I enjoyed everybody on it and the contributions. But of course, there's always one, isn't there, that causes problems. And we have seen someone who had quite a bit of knowledge started spoofing people's email addresses and posting as them, but posting really horrible things, some of a sexual nature, some just of a nasty nature, but it was under the names of, you know, innocent people. And we figured, oh my goodness, you know, when this happened once, okay, but this started happening on a regular basis and people got reported and it was just really awful. And this list was hosted on one of the public hosts, you know, such as Google or Yahoo or free lists. I'm not going to exactly name which one, but it was hosted on one of those free ones. And you know, my husband Jeff was also on the list, and he saw all this. I got to the point where my address got spoofed. Some other people who are very prominent, who are quite amazing contributors to technology, the screen reading technology, got really horrible things posted as them, which they never even had an idea. And Jeff was also on this list, and as some of you know, and most of you know, Jeff is quite technically minded, and we asked him, how can this person do this? You know, how does this happen? How can he have our email address? Which it turns out that he probably didn't, that he probably just changed the from line or whatever. It doesn't matter how this was done. But this was done, and I'm saying he, I assume it was a he. It could have been a she, of course, but I actually think that it was a he, because I think he alluded to this, because I think in the emails he said that if you read carefully between the lines that this was being spoofed to show us that it can be done. I don't remember the details. You will forgive me. It's been 5 or 6 years. And people were getting distressed. Now, you must appreciate this is a list with 800 people, so this was getting quite a bit of noise and We were unhappy. And Jeff and I own or co-own with some other people a virtual server. And, you know, this wasn't a music sharing list or anything illegal list. And so we said, look, we said to the guy who owned the list, we said, you know, we wrote to the people who were hosting the list, one of those groups which I mentioned, complained about this. Nothing was done. Where there was, clearly there were options to solve this thing. There were security measures in email that could have been put in so that he could not have done this. But, and now I understand that he couldn't have done it at all. But back then, the host, which is one of the big companies, could have put things in measure in place that he couldn't, that he wouldn't have been able to do it. Quite easy things that I don't want to say who it was. Put things in place so that it couldn't be done. We complained, nothing was done, because when you have these free hosts, well, you know. So we said, listen, we said to the guy, we said, the guy who owned the list, who was a friend, said, listen, we are willing to host this list on our server for free, even though we were paying for it. Why for free? Because we felt that it was important to have this service for the community. And we didn't want people to, you know, we wanted people to feel safe while posting on it. I mean, I know it's only a techie list, but whatever. So we, and he said, yes, he appreciated this very much. And would we do it? We spent all night doing it, because what this entailed, first of all, he had to buy a domain, because we weren't going to post it on our domains. We said, we'll post it on our server, but, you know, you might need a domain so it's, you know, yours and it doesn't get, you know, we still want you to own it. We're not going to take this status away from you. We will just moderate and you will own, and the other moderators will moderate, and we won't, you know, we won't give ourselves any privileges that are not moderator specific. Hello, Rosie. And it will be just like it was on that host, but it will be quiet. It won't be commercial. The interface will be very easy to manage. We used Mailman. So for those of you who are familiar with Mailman, it's quite easy, quite intuitive, and very accessible for blind people. We sat there all night. He bought the domain. We bought it for him, and he sent money for the domain. It took us all night. We exported the list from the public email host. Over 800 members, and we put, took us all night to import those 800 names, to make the list rules, to show him how to manage the list. I am not kidding. We were up all night. We were, you know, 7 or 8 hours ahead of him, so it was night for us. And we did it only because we were friends, and only because, you know, we cared about the whole thing, and we were upset by what had happened. And we thought, well, you know, we can be trusted. He can be trusted to be on our server, and everything will be fine. No worries. So this was ticking along for a while, and then we started getting, now this is getting a bit technical. I'll try and not dwell on the technical, but on the personal, because this is one of the most hurtful things that has ever happened to me. I put a lot into this list personally because I cared about my friend who was running it and about people who were on it and I wanted people to be happy and things like that. And that's all I had in mind. Well, now, you have to understand that out of 800 emails that were on the list, it is very, very, very understandable if some of the addresses were not active anymore. Rosie, please, don't stick your nose in my belly button. Some of the addresses were not active. I don't know, dead addresses, full mailboxes, people have, you know, have left without unsubscribing and closed their mailboxes. You know how it is. Some of the addresses were not active. Now, on the publicly hosted email list, we didn't know because it just went into the ether or to, you know, we didn't know who was or wasn't receiving the emails. We didn't know. But once it came to our server, we would get a message if an address bounced. The moderators and the owners would get an email saying this address, it has fatal bounces, blah, 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 blah. And there were quite a few of them. I think there were over 100 of these addresses. A lot of them were like, you know, Yahoo, AOL, Hotmail, those kinds of addresses that were not active. And this, because we have, now you have, because this is an 800 subscriber list, you know, the message is trying to get delivered to all these people. And isn't. So it's creating a lot of traffic and clutter. So we had a rule that said that I think now, if the technical details are not accurate, it doesn't really matter, but this is the gist of it. If an address is not active, it will take such and such a time, I don't know, if it's 10 days, 5 days, for the address to permanently bounce and thus get removed from the list. Fair enough? Fair enough. This was creating a lot of traffic. And so Jeff and I had asked our friend and the other people on the moderation team, can we cut the time, let's say from 5 days to 2 days, because it's creating traffic? Is it all right that addresses that are dead addresses will be taken off the list after 2 days? Everybody said yes. Of course, because why wouldn't you? It makes a lot of sense, right? They're not real, they're not addresses that are receiving or accepting mail, are they? Okay, so we said, all right, and so one morning we woke up, you know, a couple of days later. Now, we knew this was coming. Remember, we have explained this. Right? We woke up to about 100 addresses being unsubscribed in one go. These were the dead addresses because the time had elapsed, and the addresses got discarded. And of course, we got notified about the removal of each and every address. As moderators, you do. And so this created, of course, a lot of traffic for us. Now, this friend, I don't know if it was even maliciously or did not put one and two together, or two and two together, or whatever, and decided for some reason that I have randomly unsubscribed 100 people from the list because I could. And, you know, and he told this to some other of the moderators, some of which didn't, you know, kind of said, well, no, that's not what happened. And some of which were, you know, some of whom that were a little bit more impressionable, you know, and like a good drama, sided with him. And without thinking, he wrote a horrible email on the list, defaming me with my name and everything, warning people against me because I have supposedly done this and wanted to sabotage his list, saying that basically he feels sorry for Jeff that he married someone like me who could do something so vicious. Why would I even do that? I mean, this friend and I had some kind of a misunderstanding a couple of weeks before that, but we had sorted this out. And everything was fine. And it was the most hurtful email. It was so hurtful that I, you know, I wasn't in a very good state to begin with. I was switching from one lot of antidepressants to another. It was very low, and I was seriously thinking of just ending it all because he made me sound like, you know, the second coming of Hitler, at least, if not the second coming of Lucifer. You know, that, you know, I had this power and, you know, that I took advantage of my power. And why would I even want to do that? And I was very hurt to the point where I can't even describe to you how hurt it was. I don't think I've ever been that hurt because I have spent all this time and energy and you know, effort. And I asked Jeff to help me and we spent days making this list the wonderful place it was, and to be attacked for absolutely nothing was just unbelievable. And he sent this message so that hundreds of people could see it, and he was the one who used his power and his status. Now, fortunately, he got some fortunately some people were brainy enough to say, "We don't want to hear this crap. Take this off list. This is not appropriate. Blah, 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 blah." Some people just didn't get involved. People who want to believe, of course, believed it. But I can tell you point blank, it did not happen. So much so that we actually went and dug through the records of the list and saying, "Look, this is the bounce action of the messages. These are the addresses that bounced when you agreed for the addresses to bounce in 2 days instead of 5 days. These are these addresses. They bounce. It says here, action, bounce. Not removed, not deleted, not unsubscribed. Action, bounced." So he did catch himself and he did issue a very lame apology on list. Not retracting anything that he said about me personally, just saying that it appears that I didn't do it, or something to that effect. And then, you know, the friendship ended, obviously, because I don't think I could ever forgive him for it, even now. He was the one who basically ended the friendship. I don't know what he was so indignant about, but I'm glad he did, because I would have anyway. Because that was not a friendship, because he didn't talk to me and say, "Hey, why did these addresses bounce?" And I could have said to him, "Well, remember the bouncing thing. Remember that we cut the time." And, oh, that was not good. That was not good. I felt very low. And even though this was, quote, just online, it was a really hurtful experience. And so we are no longer hosting. Well, we host a couple of lists for people who are dear friends and who we hope will never do this again. But we have stopped helping people in that respect. I mean, we'll help you with your list, we'll help you with everything, but we will not host just lists for people anymore, even though we were happy to do it, because we don't want the shit, to be honest. We have a couple of lists, we have one list that we host for people. or a couple of them actually, but there's never been any trouble. But it took me a very long time because I kind of took myself away from a lot of things. And this caused real damage. This caused many months of depression for me and mistrust and, you know, distancing myself from people. And I went into a really, really bad state, all because of me putting trust where I shouldn't have and someone making a judgment call. Now, I don't think he did this. I think at the time he believed that that's what happened. I don't know why, but he is known for jumping to conclusions that are, or he was at least then. I hope for his sake that he has mellowed out at his age. He really should mellowed out, and you know, waited a little bit before reacting, responding, and let himself think, is this really the logical thing that's happened? Did this really happen? I do care about the guy still. I do wish him well. I do not have any contact with him. I blocked him on all my social media things because I just don't, because it's too painful. Because I felt that I was treated unfairly, unjustly, misjudged for no apparent reason, after wanting to help. That's my story. I hope I didn't bore you too much. But this is where I misjudged someone who I thought could be a friend. This is where I was misjudged by someone. And this is where I trusted where I shouldn't have trusted. And it's, you know, it's not, although I am too much of a trusting person. And so I want to say this will never happen again. But unfortunately, it sometimes does. And there have been quite a few instances on and offline like this. But I chose that one because it is online. And a lot of you might be able to relate to a similar situation, even though if you were not involved. But a lot of you have online activity, so you would kind of understand the dynamics of things. So, right. I hope I don't get crap for this post. Because it does still hurt, believe it or not. And it still brings tears to my eyes and still makes me want to shout, I didn't do anything wrong. Because I didn't. I did not do anything wrong. All I wanted to do was help this guy who was, you know, losing control of something that he was managing. And I was there to lend a helping hand. And so was Jeff. And this is what we got. So, moral of the story, don't ever help anyone. No, that's not the moral of the story. The moral of the story is, by all means, help people and know that sometimes when you do help people, you are putting yourself out there and taking a risk. But when you do help people, it's such a good feeling, and I do encourage everyone to keep helping people, and I will. I won't host their lists for them, but I will do a lot for them. And my friends know that I do a lot for my friends, and friendships are very, very important to me. Have a lovely day.
Speech on. Reply. Button. Close. Button. Pause recording. Button.